Dictation for Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Pack, P.S. in Paul, A-C-K, April 2346. Mr. Pack, an 80-year-old gentleman, transferred to our dialysis unit in Olma, A-L-M-A, presently residing with daughters, used to live alone in the Detroit area. He fell, left-sided hip fracture, surgery done, developed acute and chronic renal failure, hyperkalemia, requiring dialysis. This is at Corwell, I believe Dearborn, March 13. Underlying smoker, COPD, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. There has been pleural effusion, did require thoracocentesis. He has underlying hypertension, anemia. There is a prior history of obstructive uropathy from enlargement of the prostate, no malignancy, requiring surgery, TURP, 2022, did not require surgery, did not require dialysis, and creatinine was between 2.4 and 2.7, representing a GFR 22 to 25. He's dialyzing 2 days a week. After hospital admission, 2-3 weeks, was at Mary Free Bed in Saginaw, rehabilitation, and just discharged a few days ago to daughter's home. Appetite is slowly improving. There was significant weight loss, probably 20 pounds or more. Denies problems with chewing, swallowing, denies nausea, vomiting. There was gastrointestinal, there was some anemia, but no documented gastrointestinal bleeding. He's being exposed to PPI and carafate, denies blood melanin, making more urine, has a folic catheter, which was placed in the hospital, was using oxygen, previously none. He stopped smoking and alcohol at the time of the fall, presently no gross edema, other review system is negative. Next paragraph. There is no reported allergy. Next paragraph, the past medical history as indicated above, no reported even thrombosis lower extremities. In recent hospital admission, apparently left-sided cephalic thrombosis, probably from IVs, denies TIS or stroke, denies chronic liver disease, recently treated for pneumonia, and he has pulmonary nodules. He has proteinuria, but non-nephrotic range, mineral bone abnormalities, and secondary hyperparathyroidism, as well as anemia, all associated to kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgeries for the TURP and tonsils, now dialysis catheter. Next paragraph on physical exam. Looks an elderly gentleman with muscle wasting, no gross respiratory distress, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, voice typical of a smoker person, no facial asymmetry. There are COPD abnormalities distant, however, no local lateral wheezes, no pericardial wrap, dialysis catheter on the right side, no gross abdominal distension, no major edema. I review records available. Dialysis catheter placed March 24, tunnel type. Next paragraph, the most recent echocardiogram. Ejection fraction improved to 50%. I have no official report, but this is stated on records. Next paragraph, medications, albuterol, Faslopi, PHOSLO, calcium, caraphate, iron, inhalers, Lidica, Nicoderm patches, Protanix, Flomax, Trazodone, vitamin D, Zoloft. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries available. His weight is presently around 68, says to be eating better. Blood pressure 140s over 60s. There is a creatinine of 3.5. BUN at 52. Hemoglobin 11.8, iron saturation low 17, ferritin normal 187, potassium at 3.9, bicarbonate 24, albumin low at 2.9, corrected calcium low normal, phosphorus at 4, PTH 256. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure at the time of fall, left-sided hip fracture and surgery, chronic kidney disease with a GFR in the 22 to 25, stage 4, from prior obstructed uropathy, hydronephrosis at the time of enlargement of the prostate benign, TURP 2022. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He's feeling better, making more urine, folic catheter in place. Continue dialysis 2 days a week. Discuss with the patient and his daughter. Our first hope is to improve kidney function to be off dialysis. He might not return to baseline. He was already having advanced renal failure before the acute events. He has significant protein, caloric malnutrition, and low albumin. Encourage more oral intake. His present potassium, acid base, and phosphorus are very well controlled. He's exposed to caraphate aluminum, needs to be discontinued. He remains off alcohol and smoke and has COPD changes. Prior cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, but in the hospital was 50%. Incidental thrombosis, upper extremity, left-sided cephalic vein, probably from IVs. There is pulmonary nodules. Records mention that his pleural fluid apparently was malignant. I don't have details of this information. I don't believe patient or family is aware of that either. We will try to get more information about it. Only to discuss at length in the presence of dialysis charge nurse and dietitian, end of dictation,